5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to the Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host, Crystal Riggs.
And I am his... I'm
his...
His... Her... Oh, sorry. Her...
Do husband. You know what I am?
I'm Barry Ricks, and I'm confused apparently at the moment.
Right.
So,
hello. We have four kids, 8, 5, 4, and 2.
It's hard until the 5-year-old becomes 6.
They need to be even.
Because they're usually, it's, you know, before they were 7, 5, 3, and 1. That's easy. But, yeah. And, you know,
now we actually have to think about
when the 5-year-old, when the 5-year-old turns 6, then it'll be 8, 6, 4, 2. That's a lot easier than, you know, 8, 5, 4, 2.
Yeah.
That's just weird. It breaks the flow.
It does.
The flow needs to be restored.
Our children are flowing.
So, yes, we have 4 kids, and yeah, we're crazy and they're crazy, and we like to talk about our crazy.
Right.
All right, so... Let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So this is stories of the week.
As you just heard.
That's right.
Wasn't that pure adorableness?
Adorableness. So, and this is where we talk about just things that happen throughout the week that we would that we would like to tell you about and let you know that you are not alone in the craziness that is your life.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're treating this like they don't know what's going to happen now.
Well, some people don't.
Okay.
Well. Maybe there's a new listener, and we love you, new listener. So.
Well, I think story of the week kind of sums it up.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right. Whatever. Well, go ahead.
Okay. So, this week, we have cut out soda.
Boo.
We are doing no soda September, and we're doing no treat September, but we've done okay. I guess we barely started. We mentioned this last time,
because
it was already September,
but it's
now that I look at the calendar.
But it's the first week.
But it's been a little interesting. I'm surprised at what triggers my thirst.
Just being hot.
All the time.
No. I know. It's a constant trouble. No, but like, when it's hot, I'm not craving water. I'm craving an ice cold Dr. Pepper.
I know. Let it flow down my throat.
And feel that like tingly burn as it goes down your throat. And you can feel it go all the way down to your tummy. And you're just like, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're doing no treats except for a little cheat time. Once a week. And that's been hard. I think I'm equally troubled by the treats and by the drink.
Yeah. Well, and no snacking in the evening time unless it's fruit or vegetables.
Right. Or leftovers. But technically that was dinner.
That was dinner.
Anyway, so I've noticed I am a stress eater. And so at like basically whenever the kids come home from school and it's chaotic and we're trying to get homework done and kids are angry and tired, I just start like rummaging for something chocolate in my house. And I like, there's been days where I can't find anything. And so I'll just start eating chocolate animal crackers. And I don't even really like those. But I'm like, ooh, they're brown.
they have the word chocolate in them.
I know. And so that's been really hard because to me I'm trying to get away from that. And so at 3 o'clock, I'm like, well, now what am I supposed to do? And usually I would load the kids up and go get a diet Dr. Pepper because that's my sweet.
Well, and it's zero calories, so it's if you feel like even more justifying it, right?
Right. And so now I have nothing.
So the
no
main
joy in my life.
So the main reason for you not wanting because you're getting zero calories anyway. So, but you didn't want to feel like you were dependent on, like, the caffeine to get you through the day?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think, well, I just feel like I've gotten to the point where I feel like I can't live without it, so I should probably take a break.
Take a break. Because, I mean, some of the listeners might be just like, well, it's diet. You're zero calories. Why are you stopping?
Yeah, and then we watched it's not like it's stupid adding, documentary.
Oh, Fed Up.
Fed Up. And it talked about how diet soda is just as bad as drinking a regular soda, because which I say they lie.
Because it still tells your body that
you're
getting sugar.
Yeah.
But you're not really getting sugar, so it still produces...
like fat or something. I can't remember.
But it still produces the bad stuff.
And then I had a friend who did the lap band where her stomach was kind of stapled or something. And she talked about how drinking soda, just the carbonation expands your stomach.
Well, and the carbonation, carbonation, like, can get into your bloodstream, too, and, like...
What? I didn't... She didn't say that.
I don't know.
I don't know where you got that from. Well, everything goes in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm not telling you that you need to get off soda, but for me, I just wanted to try it. Because I'm pathetic, and it is kicking my booty.
Well, and it's been really hard for me. Not that it hasn't been hard for Crystal, don't get me wrong. But I, at my place of employment, I get free soda and free streets. So I have free chocolate and free soda at work.
It sounds like heaven.
I know. And I didn't eat any or drink any of it this week.
I'm so proud.
I know. But it was so
I think I already would have fallen off the bandwagon.
It's so hard. Like, because I just go into the kitchen and I open up the fridge and I'm like, oh, look. Yeah. I'll get a bottle of water.
In our little butter holder thingy in the fridge, you know, the little, where you lift the door.
Oh, there's that single.
There's a single Reese's peanut butter cup. And every time I open the fridge, it's like, oh.
It's like, it's just one. You're just trying to justify in your head. It's just one.
It's just a tiny little thing.
It's not going to matter, right?
No one would even know.
I wouldn't have known. I would have forgot.
I don't even know it's there. It's like torture. Because it's the one thing in our house that's chocolate right now. And I'm like a vampire.
Because I brought one home from work for each of the kids, but Jackson was sleeping.
Right. And so now it's like mommy torture.
Well, give it to Jackson tomorrow.
But then I'll smell it and I'll... I'll lick his face.
Ew.
So anyway... Yeah, so we're making some changes. I've also started exercising.
Yeah, I have also not started exercising.
But, so, you can call it exercise if you want to, but I consider it exercise. Some friends and I have started...
Well, what's... Define exercise.
We're moving.
Isn't exercise just doing more than what you would normally do on a regular basis, correct?
Right. Yeah, because I've realized the only exercise I get is walking around the grocery store and walking from my car to pick up our kids from school, and that is it. That is so sad. And so we've started Stroller Club, where...
Woo-woo!
Yeah, so we have...
I haven't started. She did.
Yeah, we is my posse.
Her stroller posse. You better watch out.
And so we drop our kids off at school and then we go to a track and we just walk a couple miles and it's been an adventure.
Well, it's been nice too, because then you're having that human interaction that you're constantly craving as well, right?
Yeah, human beings that aren't children.
But you've had some fun and interesting experiences while at the track, right?
And so generally, I like it. I mean, of course, it's still stressful because we all have our kids with us and they're all like, we want to play and they want our attention and they need snacks. And most of the time, like the second day I went, I think we walked like 2 miles, but the way I got us to exercise is by stuffing my kids full of marshmallows. So it kind of felt ironic.
You're exercising, but stuffing our kids full of sugar.
Exactly. And so, but it worked.
Awesome.
It worked. I'm going to keep doing it if it works for me. And they can do it.
They're young.
Later.
They have high metabolisms.
And so one day, though, we were walking the track, and my 4-year-old, she didn't tell me that she wanted to get out of the stroller. I didn't buckle her in. I usually don't. I'm one of those moms. But anyway, so my baby is standing in the back of the double stroller trying to reach the marshmallows. And meanwhile, the 4-year-old's trying to slip out of the front of the stroller, and I didn't see her.
While she's in walking motion.
Yeah, we're walking. So she slides out of the stroller, and I run over her with the stroller, which causes this huge bump. And Jackson just nosedives off of the stroller and hits the grainy track.
The turf, yeah.
And so both of them are screaming. But because Jackson had the bigger spill, I decided to pick him up. So my 4-year-old's just looking at me like, how dare you?
You don't love me.
Yeah, it really felt like I had to make a choice to show which kid I loved more. That was hard. And I mean, of course, that's not that
who you love more, but that who did you want to comfort at that
moment?
Well,
but I'm sure, but I didn't feel like I was picking the one I love more, but I'm sure that's what it looked like to the one I didn't choose.
Yeah.
And so I'm holding Jackson because he is screaming. Luckily, he didn't bleed or anything, but he's screaming and she's just still slumped over in the chair, like, looking at me like, you betrayed me. And then so I have to, like, set him down, and then I pick her up and comfort her, and set her down, pick up him and comfort her. And meanwhile, my friends are still exercising. I'm like, ugh, this is so frustrating. And then so I leave after we finish a couple more laps, and we get out to the car. And my 4-year-old's got this new independent streak where she thinks she can open the door and close it, even though we've, like, those, I don't know, what do you call them?
Well,
broken doors.
Yeah, well, we had automatic doors for our minivan that you just press a button and it would open the door. But that mechanical side of it is broken, but they're only designed to be opened by that track that they're on. And so when you open it manually, it's like a lot of work, more than a regular just sliding car door would be.
Can I count that as exercise?
Sure, arm exercise.
My arms! I should be built like a tank.
Yes.
But so the 4-year-old, after this huge spill, is like, I want to close the door! Because, of course, I help her. And so she throws her weight into the door, but through throwing her weight, her legs kind of went out the door, and she slammed her own knee into the door.
Of course she did.
Heavy metal door, and I may or may not have been kind of assisting on the outside to make sure it closed all the way. So there was a little extra force of me, like, shoving it. And so we both slam her knee in the door, and she's screaming again. I was like, what is the deal?
Just one of those days.
I just want to get healthy. And so, I'm so frustrated. And then we get to the library. I should have just gotten home. We get to the library. Well, so what we do is we run home. I change out of my stinky clothes while I just put a movie on in the car and leave the kids out there. And I come in and change and I brush my hair and run back out there. And that's another one of those. I always talk about how I have the secret fear that someone's going to call the Child Protective Services. Yeah. That's one of them where I'm like, someone's gonna get mad. I'm leaving my kids in the car.
Hey, at least the car was still running.
In my own driveway. But anyway, I'm only in for a couple minutes. But, so we go to the library. And we're like 10 minutes early. And we get out of the car. And
10 minutes early for story time.
Well, the library doesn't open until 10 o'clock on the dot.
Oh, okay.
So we get there at 9:50. And Lacey, we get out of the car. And I'm like, let's play on the playground. And she's like, I have to potty! But it would take longer to get home than it would to just wait for the library to open.
Okay.
So I'm like, fine, you're going to sit on this bench and hold it. And so she's like, and my kids all think when we say hold it, it's like literally
hold it, yeah.
So she's sitting on the bench, like potty dancing. And then she goes, oh, I don't have to go anymore. So she starts to get up and run around. Then she comes back, I have to potty! And I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
Take her to a bush.
Because there's like a million people there waiting to get into the library.
Take her to a bush.
I know, it got to the point where I'm looking at the big industrial garbage can. And I was like, I wonder if I just held her up to the edge.
Oh, wow.
She could just pee right into the trash. And that's not really littering. Right? And so I really got to that point where I was like,
wow.
But she's been peeing her pants a ton lately, and I was like, I will not go through this again. And so, but I just kept saying, like, just sit down and hold it. I probably sounded like a psycho mom, like, you hold yourself. But we didn't have to go to the garbage can, but I seriously would have if it got to that point.
I would have just let her go by the tree or something.
Well, I don't know. What's tackier? In a garbage where it's protected and they're going to throw it away anyway, or peeing on these beautiful flowers in a public place?
I think it's probably about equal.
Nah, I don't know. I probably would have been judged more. I don't know. Anyway, it was frustrating. So I'm already frustrated from my morning walk from the library. Then we get inside and I'm trying to check out the books. My kids are crazy and they see the little kid computer. And so they both run over there and I'm checking out and the lady is taking forever. And all of a sudden I hear Jackson screaming. So I run over there and he was trying to put on the headphones for the game and his finger got cut. Where you, like, adjust the size.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Lacey's trying to help him by trying to rip them out of his hand.
Oh.
So she's, like, skinning his finger.
Nice.
And I was just like, I just need a do-over.
Wow, sounds like a great day, honey.
It was rough. And so that is, I mean, seriously, that was chronologically one day. And I don't know. I just went home and I was like, let's watch TV.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Actually, no, that's the day where we came home from lunch after doing all this stuff, and both of my children fell asleep in the car. That never happens. Never, ever, ever, mm-hmm. ever. And so I put them inside in our house, and I'm like, I get a break. And so, you know, I'm kind of thinking, this is like divine hand in this, like giving mommy a break. And so I put the kids in bed, and I just sit and I watch my own shows and I eat my own watermelon and I don't have to share with anybody. And then I wake up Lacey because we have to go to school. I wake them both up and she screams the entire way to the school, the entire way back from the school. And then ever since that day, because she got that nap, it's been off. Because now
her
she's
sleep schedule. The, yeah.
That night she stayed up until 10:30, which our bedtime's 7, and then she took a nap the next day, and it's become a vicious cycle. So that one joyful break I got has ruined our week.
Wow.
Ugh.
Ruined our week.
Destroyed our nighttime.
Okay.
Right, because she's always like, she just comes out all the time.
Yeah.
Look at my animal. I want to cuddle. I love you. So annoying.
How dare you? Love me.
It's just frustrating. You get it?
I get it. Okay. I understand. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
You should.
All right, you share a story.
Well, we had a great day on Saturday spending time as a family. We went out of town and you know, we like to go to our favorite stores in a neighboring bigger city. And in the mall, they have a special indoor playground that we always take the kids to. But it's a playground meant for, like, little kids.
Right.
But there's always big kids there, too. And
I don't know. This is the first time I've seen such older kids. They're, like, 10 or 11.
No.
Like 10.
Maybe. I think he seemed older to me. I don't know. He was pretty old. But yeah, I mean, he's playing with his younger siblings. But, you know, Grayson usually gets involved with playing the games with other kids. And that's always been a great thing about him. He kind of puts himself out there and says, hey, let's play. And then he makes friends really fast. And so that's great. But they started to play tag. And, you know, tag's okay. Tag's fun. But this tag resulted in, like, these bigger kids that are around all these tiny little kids running at breakneck speeds.
You're insane.
And, like, almost...
They're, like, parkouring off of all
yeah,
the little
and, like,
toys.
And, like, almost, like, mowing over the little children.
Kids were flying.
our pets' heads were falling off.
I know, it was insane.
But, so... Being what we felt at that moment was a responsible parent, we're like, I don't think it's appropriate to play tag right now because there's so many little kids. And they're like, why? And then right as I said that, the big kid runs into Jay.
Right.
And I'm like, that's why. Because, you know, he's running and you guys aren't in control of yourselves.
Okay, but what spawned this, we weren't being responsible. We were letting them play tag because it's okay to play tag until the group of them... practically ran into a mother who's sitting there watching her kids. And she freaked out. And then she was like, "Now you guys stop that." And that's when we were like, and you weren't like, "Hey, don't play tag." It was like, "Get over here."
Yeah. Well,
you're not playing tag anymore.
Well, when you're starting to bother other people,
or you smash into them.
And you next to them. She didn't smash into them.
Hey, I'm making the story better.
You know, we feel we need to step in at that point and be like, "Okay, let's not be
don't play tag.
Let's don't be the parents that all the other parents are like, oh, they're letting their kids do whatever." But then we're like the bad guys. Because all the other kids are still doing it.
Right.
And but we've requested of our kids not to. And so we look like the bad guys. But then later Grayson is playing with this one of the boys again, and they're like racing from one side to the other, and they're like, "We're playing run." And like they would touch each other at the end of the run. So it's like they were basically playing tag.
And when they tagged each other, they'd say, "You're it." But I was like, that's kind of clever. They found a loophole.
So they're like, "We're not playing tag. We're playing run.
We're playing
run." So that was another thing. But, and then there was this little kid, like had his own baby stroller.
He was like three.
And he was pushing the baby stroller through this cluster of children.
It wasn't a baby stroller like a doll stroller. It was an umbrella stroller.
It was his stroller.
So full size stroller.
He was pushing his own stroller.
Right, in this tiny little circle of children.
And he kept running into kids and like running them over.
Yeah, I'm like, that kid's gonna have issues.
And then we're just like, where is this child's parent? Unfortunately, we started being like, "Oh, who is that kid's parent?"
Judging.
Yeah.
Judging.
And you know, we understand that. So we didn't say anything, but we, you know, it's not like we're like, "Oh, you stop it," because he wasn't hurting anyone. He didn't hurt anyone, but he was kind of just like doing his own thing, and he kept running into people, but like didn't hurt anyone. But then eventually the mom like saw it, and she's like, she did something about it. So she took the stroller away, and then the kid threw a fit, which, you know, that's okay. I don't care about kids throwing fits like other people do, and that, because that doesn't bother me, because kids do that. But yeah, so interesting playground experiences. But yeah, so we did that. But earlier, we went to Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. And we always go to Sam's Club because we have membership. And we always eat lunch there because we love their cheap prices and their big slices of pizza and hot dogs.
Plug.
But they didn't have hot dogs. They're like, "Oh, we're cooking some more. It's going to be half an hour." I'm like, half an hour?
I don't even take that long at home.
Well, they'd like had to specially like they boil their dogs.
Yeah, but boiling them takes like 2 minutes.
But they had to like make sure it's the right temperature whatever. But so
let me down, Sam's Club.
And so that was not good. And then there were other things, and I'll leave that to you.
Oh, so you're transitioning to
me? To your experience.
Okay. So this has never happened to me before. Ever. So I always, when we get to Sam's Club, I mark out the table and I stand guard while Barry and all the other kids go with him to get lunch. So I'm there with our baby, who's two, and he's so tired. We've had this long drive and he is so grumpy and tired, and he was just throwing all these little fits.
Well, and he was hungry.
Yeah, and so I was just like, oh! So I set him down off my lap because he was throwing this little, you know, flailing in my arms. And so he just lays down on the floor and starts, I mean, he's not really even doing anything. He's just like, on the floor. And I'm looking at him.
He wasn't being loud because.
But you don't even know. You weren't there.
Well, I didn't hear him. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, and it's not like I was that far away.
Well, and so this is normal. Like I just start ignoring him. Because if you ignore them, they're going to stop, generally.
Generally.
And so I'm ignoring him, and then I just look down and check on him every few seconds. And at one point, as I'm checking on him, my eyes connect this lady who's sitting at a table, like, directly parallel to us. No, what's this? Is that parallel?
Adjacent,
I guess. And so our eyes connect, and she just looks at me with this, like, ugh, face. And then she looks at my kid, so I know that she's telling me with her eyes, like, you need to do something about this.
This
is inappropriate. Like, it's spoken
all. Do something about your child.
Yeah, and then so I turn back to my guarding of the table. And part of me is thinking, did I read into that because I'm already frustrated? Did I just see that? And then, but a minute later, they're getting up to leave, and the lady and her family all step over Jackson, and they could have gone around, but they step over him, and the lady looks at me and shakes her head at me in disgust, and then walks by so I can hear her. She says, she's not even doing anything. And then she leans into her children, who are like older teenagers, and all three of them turn back and glare at me as they're walking out of the store. Just because my kid was on the floor.
Yeah.
And then, so, Barry comes back right after that happens and tells me I'm not getting a hot dog, and that's the only thing I wanted, and I haven't had sweets, and I haven't had soda, and I just wanted my big fatty hot dog. And I was so embarrassed and frustrated and stressed out that I just burst into tears at Sam's Club, and it was horrible. I was so mad. I sat there eating my pizza, hating it, and hating my bad mother skills, and hating bad people that judge.
And hating me for not getting your hot dog.
Right. You should have just brought me an ice cream.
Sorry.
They didn't have hot dogs. I got you an ice cream. So, it was awful. Like, who does that? It's one thing, you know, like Barry and I saw that kid pushing the stroller around in the park, and we just lean in and we're like, oh, that kid shouldn't do that. But that's how you judge. You judge from a distance.
Well, and it's not like we were being hateful or spiteful either. We were just like, oh, that kid probably shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, he just hit another kid.
And it's not like we're leaning over to the parents next to us like, oh my goodness, look at that kid. I can't believe he is doing that.
Yeah, or walk by their parent.
Their parent must be the worst parent ever.
I know. Like, who walks by and just, she's not even doing anything. I'm like, I've been dealing with this all day. Why don't you do something?
It's easier. It's easier for you when you're teenagers. Your teenagers don't throw fits on the ground like this.
Those, actually, they weren't her teenage children. They were the children of the person she was with. There was like a little group of them.
Oh, okay.
So then I was like, maybe she doesn't even have kids.
Probably
maybe
not.
Maybe she's one of those people that judges you before you have kids because you think you know everything. So I'm trying to give her the benefit of a doubt, but I will never like you again, lady. You lost my friendship.
Never again.
So, yeah. So frustrating.
I'm sorry, honey. It is frustrating. But that kind of leads us into what we want to talk about. Not our main thing of the show, but we want to encourage, and we want to do a special episode.
Oh, right. I was like, what? That has nothing to do with our topic.
Yeah, no, we want to do a special episode, but we want to include our listeners as much as possible with this episode whenever we decide to do it. We want you guys to write to us about what should be the unwritten rules of parents. So,
like for other parents.
Yes. The reason why we say that is because we recently had an experience when we were at Burger King, and this child, which was obviously sick, like...
Well, he was, like, old.
He was, like...
Like a second or third grader, like, and we're there on a school day.
Yeah, on a school day. So, obviously, he was sick because he was coughing, he was...
Wiping his nose
and, like, blowing it and stuff like that, and we're just like, okay, and so...
And the mom was letting him play on the playground.
And so, in our mind, we're like, okay, that's an unwritten rule in our mind, where if your child is knowingly sick and is not at school because they don't want it to spread,
don't spread it on Burger King!
You shouldn't go to the Burger King playland with other kids and spread it.
Right.
It's rude. So that's an unspoken and unwritten rule, but it's a parenting rule that we feel everyone should abide by.
Right. So here we were just talking about not judging, and we're like totally calling out this lady.
But it's not like we went over and be like, you're a bad parent.
I know. Can you stop letting your son put his grimy hands on everything?
But
Even though I thought it, I didn't say it because I'm a good person.
So we want you, our listeners, to email us, and you could do that at theclowncarshow@gmail.com, or you can send us a message on Facebook about what your unwritten rules of parenting should be. And then when we get a good number of these, we will put them all together, and then we'll have fun talking about them. And let us know in your message if you do or do not mind us saying, you know, this unwritten rule comes from, you know, Joe Bob or whatever.
Joe Bob.
Yep. So if you don't want us to say your name, say that. And, but yeah.
Or we could just say first name. No one would know.
Yeah, we could just say the first. We don't have to say your full name. We could just say your first name. But
yeah, so please.
We want to have that interaction with you guys. We want something fun to do. So spread the word, tell your friends, and yeah, we'll have a good time.
Okay, so let's move on to our
topic of the week. Sorry. We don't have a intro for that yet, but we might get to it. So topic of the week.
Don't kill us for this, because I know you're already stressing about it.
So parents who exercise, overcoming the challenges.
Right. So in this article from WebMD, it says...
It's legit because it's from WebMD.
You know it. But it says it's easy to sit on the couch. It's not easy to get out and exercise.
Nope.
But down the road, if parents have lost all this physical activity for years, they're not going to snap back. And that's terrifying to me because here I am, closely getting older, into different ages.
And you're almost into a new decade of
age. Right. And here I am where my only exercise is Walmart. That's sad. So
not anymore, though.
So here's some inspiration, maybe, or more stress for you about...
Or tips and tricks and so forth.
Okay, so exercise tip number one.
Number one, be active all day.
Yeah. I sit on the floor and I play with my children.
But yet this is also kind of talking about what you said you do, which is go to the store, walk around... You know, and then go to pick up your kids and you're walking around. So you're being active, but it's saying be active all day. So yes, there are lots of ways parents can incorporate physical activity into their day, or just as importantly as a family activity.
Oh, wait, I pointed to the wrong one. Oh. That's what we read.
Oh, I read the wrong one.
No, segue.
She led me.
It's important to
move around. Walk to your neighbor's house instead of calling. Take the stairs, park farther away from your destination. All these can help burn calories and keep you moving, and they all add up.
Right, and so, to me, that's a good idea. Like, yeah, I could park at the back of the parking lot, but that's like 10 minutes more that I have to be at the store with children.
Or like hauling your kids that extra distance.
Exactly. I don't want to carry two kids all the way from the back to the front when I still have to walk all the way around the store. But in theory, it's a nice idea.
Yeah. But, yeah, so tip number one, be active all day.
Or just try to find little things you can do.
Exercise tip number two.
Defy the myth of time. So, basically...
Be Doctor Who?
Yes, Time Lords.
Be a Time Lord.
If only. No, so what they're saying is most people think they have to spend hours at a gym to get results, but they're saying all you need is a 15 to 20 minute weight workout at home instead of going to the gym, or you could just exercise like 10 minutes a couple of times throughout the day and call it good. Like, yeah. You don't have to always set apart tons of time to exercise. So basically, I guess my 10 minutes a day would be walking to the store.
Yeah, but if you think about it, since you've been walking, I mean, you do it way more than 20 minutes. But granted, you're not using weights or anything, but you're walking 2 miles, which will take you, what, 30 minutes or something like that?
Well, and are you talking about Stroller Club? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when we walk...
But I guess it's kind of a weight because you're pushing a stroller.
Oh my gosh, that first day we walked 1.5 miles and I had the stroller, the double stroller with the two kids, and it gave me just enough resistance because you kind of like lean into it. You're not walking regular. Yeah. And my legs burned for like 3 days and I've never felt so pathetic. Where it hurt to stand up from walking 1 mile? Ugh!
It's okay, babe. I think you're amazing.
See, we're kind of preaching to the choir here. This is for me.
That's right. But, yeah, so...
Tip number three.
Tip number three. Define your priorities. What is your priority?
Oh, am I summing it up?
So, yeah, go for it.
Basically, if you make it a priority, you're going to do it. Because they said, when you're stretched for time or crave a little time to yourself, it's easy to go for the quick fix, like going shopping, stopping for a drink, or watching TV. But you're substituting your long-term goal for something short-term. So basically, if you prioritize exercise, like that day my kids both fell asleep, I could have used that time to exercise, but I chose to watch TV. But so, I ate watermelon. I didn't eat chocolate.
There you go. But talking about goals, right? Or is there a tip about goals?
I don't remember.
Let me get there.
Oh, yes.
Okay, never mind. Because I have something to say about that.
Okay.
All right, but tip number four, cultivate social support.
Like starting a stroller club.
Yeah, stroller club, or, you know, doing it with your spouse, or, you know, join a group or something like that. It's all about...
Or they talk about swapping babysitting so you guys can all work out.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I will watch your kids so you can go do some intense workout, and then you take my kids so I can do the same thing.
Well, and have you ever had that thing where you're not doing anything to lose weight or exercise, but you have some psycho friend who's doing something crazy exercise, and that's like all they talk about, and it's so annoying. So now that I've started all these little things, I'm worried I'm going to be that annoying friend. Like when I get together for a playgroup and stuff, that's going to be the only thing I talk about, maybe. So that's actually been like a fear. I'm going to be the psycho annoying person. But
you'll be healthy.
But what's nice is I have some friends doing the walking with me, so I can talk to them, and it's not like, ugh, just shh, be quiet.
Yeah. So, no, it's good to have a support group.
It is.
It's, you know, it helps you out. That way you don't feel like you're doing everything alone and by yourself.
Right. And for me, I don't want to talk to my skinny husband about my struggles of trying to lose weight, because what do you have to offer me that would make me feel better?
I'm lazy.
Oh, nice. You're lazy and skinny? That's even worse.
Whoops. All right. Tip number five, establish family fitness.
I do like this.
And it's great because it's just talking about getting together with your family and doing fun activities, whether that's going to the park and playing with your kids, or going hiking, going on a bike ride together. You know, those things that
they even said, just go play at the park.
Yeah, just
ice skate.
You know, or go sledding when it's winter and so forth. So doing physical activities with family, and then you're getting also family time at the same time.
Right. So we're generally pretty good with that.
Yeah.
Well,
we could be better.
No, we do family time well, but we need to throw some exercise in there.
Yeah. So.
Okay, yeah. Number six is set goals.
Set goals.
I really like this one.
Go for it.
Because they said your goals need to be realistic. Like, for instance, if someone has not exercised and they say, I want to run a marathon, the doctor that's quoted in this article said, that's too big. Like, for me, it would be completely unrealistic to say, I'm going to run a marathon, like, in 2 months.
Yeah.
When a mile winded me in walking. So, or they said, or if you make a big goal, like, I want to look like Angelina Jolie. If you work out and eat yogurt for a week and you don't look like them, you're crushed and you're going to give up.
Yeah.
So they said, start easy. Like, if you want to lose four dress sizes, then start with one. Or if you want to lose 20 pounds, start with a goal of losing 1 to 2 pounds. And that sounds, I mean, obviously that's genius because...
So
I'm a big goal setter.
But with goals, what I want to say about goals is make sure your goals are measurable, though.
What do you mean?
Because I talk about this because I, you know, for work and everything, is when you set goals for everything, it needs to be measurable. Like, it's great to say I want to be physically fit, or I want to look good, or I want to look like Angelina Jolie or whatever. But it's about like what they're saying, you know, you have to have a measure, like in 1 month I'm going to lose that 1 to 2 pounds or whatever. So you need to have something to measure it.
Yeah.
Rather than just saying I'm going to be physically fit in a couple of months. Well, what does physically fit mean? Like, what does that mean? There's not really a definition to that. So you need to say, okay, well, I want to lose X amount of pounds, or I want to be able to do this, and you need to have something that you can measure it rather than saying, I want to be healthy. Well, a lot of people are healthy in their current condition. Like, you know...
No, they're not dead.
Like, well, like, well, and like, Crystal and I, I would consider both of us very healthy human beings, but...
Speak for yourself.
We're healthy.
I don't think I am.
But... You know, you can't just say, oh, I want to get healthy.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? Like, okay, well, like us, we have the goal for No Soda September. That's a measurable goal because you're measuring, well, this month I'm not going to drink any soda at all. Rather than just saying, I'm going to be healthy.
So we're doing something right.
We are. Nice. So I just think people need to understand that your goals need to be measurable. Don't just say... We're going to get healthy and we're going to exercise. Well, that doesn't mean anything. You need to.
Well, and it reminds me kind of like what they're saying with the Angelina Jolie thing. But I did Weight Watchers once a lot after I had a baby a while ago. And when you're in there, you do talk about your goals. And one lady said, I just don't want my thighs to touch anymore. Like in between your legs. Oh. Don't want them to touch anymore. And the worker was like.
Don't they always touch though?
Well, and the worker was like, well, that could be genetic. Like, that's a horrible goal.
Yeah.
So, I guess be realistic is what they're saying.
Be realistic.
And I totally agree
with
that.
So, with goals, be realistic and be measurable. How about that?
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
Way to throw in some
of my
good advice.
Own advice.
Now we just need to
boom.
Do it.
That's right.
Says the guy that doesn't exercise.
I don't.
Number 8 is...
Seven.
Number 7.
Put in the effort.
Says the guy that doesn't exercise.
Hey, I
no, I'm just
kidding. Want to sometimes.
No, it's good. It's a matter of putting time in. Anything worth having is hard. Hell, just like parenting.
What? Parenting's hard?
There is work involved. Okay, but here's the thing that I like the most.
So, but you say fitting in work and everything needed to run a household is hard enough. Who needs the added pressure of squeezing in a workout? The truth is that exercise will actually give you more energy to tackle the tasks always hanging over your head. See, people say this, though, all the time. You're going to have more energy if you exercise. I have never felt that way. Like, even when I would, like, exercise consistently for, let's say, a month, like, I never felt like, I don't know, like, I feel so energetic today.
Right.
And maybe I'm doing it wrong or something. I don't know.
Well, and that's the funny thing. Because, I mean, we just started walking these last 2 weeks or this week.
This
I can't
week.
Remember.
Yeah.
Just... But there was a point every day I come home from my walk and at like noon, I feel so wiped out that I just lay down on the couch and I'm like, ugh, let's just watch TV. Or.
Yeah. Where's this extra energy coming from?
I know. And I'm sure once your body gets used to it. I don't know, because I feel like when we were in college and we did a ton of exercise classes.
That's true.
I always felt perky.
That's true.
But
we were also younger.
Yeah. But where we used to live, I had this goal of getting up super early to go walking because I just thought, there's no time I can do this. I have so many kids. And so I would get up early and I'd go walking, and it made me the worst mom in the world. I was so tired and I was constantly yelling. And I was like, either I give up my exercise or I be a good mom, and I pick good mom. So, I don't know. That's hard.
Yeah, so...
Putting in the effort is
I don't know. If you guys have experiences about that, like, do you feel more energy, like, throughout the day when you exercise?
I mean, obviously, we're quite novice at this whole
thing. Oh, yeah. We're newbies. But, like, we would like to hear your stories about that as well.
Yeah. So, last one is be a role model.
Be a role model. So, be a role model to your kids. Because... If you want to know that your kids are going to be healthy and physically fit by, you know, managing what they eat and, you know, having physical activity rather than being couch potatoes the whole time. So it's important to show your kids that getting up off of the couch and doing something fun, but also physically, you know, a physical activity can be fun, but it's also good for you.
Well, and it reminds me, I have another friend. I have so many friends.
So many friends and so popular.
No, I had this friend who, she said it was so weird because she'd go home to her house and her parents are overweight and they like to watch movies and just sit on the couch and visit. And she said, but she goes home to her husband's family and their parents, which are old too, like 60s, take their kids out and they play basketball or they take everyone out for their family reunion to play tennis. And she said, it's so weird seeing this family that's so like these active, older parents who are totally active. And I was that's who I want to be.
Well, that's a good example. Like earlier we said at the very beginnings, basically, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. Right. So don't expect all of a sudden when your kids are older, like, oh, when my kids are older, I will go and play sports with them when they're actually playing sports. No, if you're sitting around for most of those years, you're not going to have that energy to do it when the time comes. So maybe their parents have always been active and they're older.
Right. And I want to be like that. But I'm not like that now. So it's time to change.
You know, like,
anyway, we hope that you feel inspired. Yeah. Or at least something made you say, huh.
Or
maybe one day I'll do
that.
Or
you just got a kick out of the episode.
Right, because we're pathetic.
That's right. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget we're on Instagram now.
Even I forgot.
And email us, and especially email us your stories. Email us what your unwritten parenting laws should be at theclowncarshow@gmail.com, or just put it in a direct message in Facebook. And make sure you subscribe,
rate,
and
review
our show on iTunes. Until next time, enjoy.
Sorry, I was thinking that's my exercise voice.
Oh.
When I said review.
Review. All right. Well, until next time.
Enjoy your circus.
Oh, yeah. 've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.